Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Susie.
We're fantastic.
Good morning to you.
Pleasure to be talking to such a legend.
Well, the pleasure's all mine.
And Susie, you can't see it, but I've even worn my leather jacket into work today.
Was that in honor of me?
In honor of you. Look at it, Greg. Like, I know it's not doing anything for
you. You need the leather pants as well.
I know. Oh, that ain't going to happen.
The jumpsuit is what you need.
Oh, okay.
That ain't going to happen anytime soon.
you seem to have a real affinity with Australia. Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've been coming there since 1974, you know. I think this is tour number 26 or number 27. I'm not sure. But it's a natural element for, I don't know, I think we understand each other, you know? You guys like your rock and roll the way I play it, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Some people have different memories of you, you know, whether it's appearances on Happy Days as Pinky Tuscadero, or your days on the road belting out your hits. There's a few myths that go around about you. I don't know whether you can clear them up for us. Did you once break Alice Cooper's nose?
Well, the truth is, we were on a 75-date tour in America together.
Yep.
And we were having a dart gun fight. And we were out in the corridors of the hotel with mattresses for, you know, protection from the beds. And Alice, who has, you know, a little bit of a big nose, not huge, but big, he stuck his face out to see where I was. So I whacked him with the dart right between the eyes.
And
he had to go on stage that night, you know, with it all, you know, black and blue. And he wore my T-shirt on stage out of respect.
Oh, what a nice guy.
It was a damn good shot, I have to say.
Oh, I reckon.
He didn't need makeup that night, eh? Are you an accomplished pianist, classical pianist?
Yes, I am. In fact, I was trained in classical piano, and I have been told by many that I have a very, very nice touch on the keyboard.
Do you roll that out at your concerts at all?
I do one song in the show by myself at the piano.
Now, speaking of ballads and things like that, let's talk about your new album, Just for Two Secs, In the Spotlight. And I believe that Mike Chapman, he's still producing for you after all these years.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible.
We started our association in 73 with great success, of course, and we have stayed, you know, we've recorded all this time. We haven't made an album since the 80s, but we have always done the odd track here and there.
It's amazing.
And then he decided after the last studio album, which was Back to the Drive, he wanted me to go this route with him and go back to the beginning. Just go back to where we began.
That's incredible. And there's a song on there that's called Singing with Angels. And apparently this song is written about Elvis. Can you just tell us a bit about that ballad, Susie?
Yeah, sure. Okay, it's a long story. I'll try not to make it too long. Elvis was my inspiration at the age of 5. That's the truth.
Wow.
I wanted to be him at the age of 5. Anyway, life goes on. I form a band. I got my image from his 1968 comeback concert where I saw him in leathers. So anyway, it goes on and on and on. I recorded his songs on my album. He invited me to Graceland in 74. I didn't go. Eventually leads to the today, and I was doing a tour, and I needed a song about him to play in the show. And I wrote Singing with Angels, and it became the most, you know, just incredibly important on the tour that I was doing. So when I got back to England, I then called James Burton and Ray Walker from the Jordanaires, and, you know, that's his guitar player and his backing vocal group, and they said that they would love to do it, so I went to Nashville and recorded it, and that is my tribute to the man who sort of was the reason I do what I do.
Just back to a couple of those questions, you're a bit of a collector of things, is that correct?
What do I collect? I collect sunglasses. I have over 650 pairs. They're all, most of them are all Ray-Bans. They go from the 50s all the way up to the present day. That's amazing. It's amazing. And I have them around the office like what you'd see at an optician shop.
Okay, right.
Because, you know, I said, why have all those and then not be able to wear them? And if they're all spread out that you can see them, you dress for the day and you come down and you pick out your glasses. How rock and roll is that?
I love it.
And you've also got what you call an ego room. Is that right?
I do. It's a very important room. Everything is up there. I've got a little sign on the door that says "Ego Room, Mind Your Head," and you know, you have to. It's a good analogy because you have to go in through a heavy door and come back out through the heavy door. So it's got everything up there.